So good evening, everyone. This is a regular semi-monthly meeting of the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee. It is Tuesday, October 26th at 5:43 p.m. Pacific Time, 8:43 p.m. Eastern Time. We apologize for the late start. It took us a little bit of time to get assembled. My name is Tracy Rosenberg. I'm a listener rep from KPFA. I'm the chair of this committee. Our secretaries normally are Paul Martin from WBAI. He can't be with us this evening. So our impromptu secretary is Richard Uzel from Houston, and he's going to start us off by calling the roll.
Maybe you better call the roll, because I don't know all the people on it.
Oh, right. Okay. All right. So I will...
I have a printed list right in front of me if you want me to read it.
That's good.
That's fine. I can probably do it from memory, but if you want to, Barbara, go ahead.
Jim Boyd.
I'm here.
John Cromshaw. Marcus Jetter. R. Paul Martin. Tony Norman.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Manajay Saba. Richard Uzel.
Here.
Barbara Whipperman. Here. So
that's a little, perfect. Okay, quorum for this committee is six, so we're all set. Okay, so we're going to start by taking a look at an agenda. This is a regular meeting of the National Finance Committee, so we can put anything on or take anything off the agenda that we wish. The agenda is totally made up by me, so if there's any desire to move things around, that's totally fine. I will read it out loud. Number one, roll call. Number two, approve agenda. Number three, approve the pending minutes, which we have only one set. Item four will just be a brief chair's report regarding the state of the consolidated budget and the PNB approval on all the rest of the budgets. That should be short. Number five is, and these are optional, but I thought these might be things we wanted to talk about, an update on the CFO status, WBAI cash flow and management situation, and station plans for December fund drive. Item six, and again, this is kind of up in the air, but the NFC's role in fundraising, it talked a bit about whether we wanted to do some collaborative work on collaborative fundraising. And then the budget swamped it, and the budgets are now basically over. So whether that's something we want to work on in the next 2 months. And number seven, I wanted to talk a bit about our responsibilities vis-à-vis the upcoming audit letter, because there is no longer a financial recovery and audit task force. So this committee next year might need to take on some responsibilities around audit deficiencies. So I wanted to have a brief talk about that so that those of you that are staying on the committee could be prepared for what might be a bit of a change next year in what the committee does. So that's the draft agenda, and I will entertain a motion to approve it or to modify it in some way.
I have a question. Number five, you're saying choosing one of those three items. Even if you do that, this seems like a really big agenda. And I'm a little foggy about whatever discussion, did you say we'd already begun about the relationship of the Finance Committee to fundraising?
Okay, well...
I'm thinking that could be one that could be dropped. Because
yeah.
I think it's kind of a fringe thing. Of course, we're all interested in that, but I don't think that's our main responsibility. Mm-hmm. So... I would shorten the agenda by at least taking that out.
Okay.
And as far as choosing among the other three,
mm-hmm.
I know, for instance, the staff has been working on the fund drive for December, but I'm not privy to I couldn't report on it. I don't know if other people are in that position. That could eliminate one of these items you've got on here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm hearing a motion to cut the NFC's role in fundraising, and I'm not surprised by that, and we can. The reason that it's there is mostly for two reasons. First, we had discussed whether the NFC could sort of, I guess spearhead is the right word, some venture into looking at online crowdsourced fundraising, only because nobody else seems to be doing it in the network, and somebody should. And secondly, you know, as a committee, we've occasionally got some criticism that instead of just discussing how much money we don't have, we should be doing something to make sure that there is more. So I just wanted to leave a little bit of openness for the committee to address that criticism, because it has been there, and it probably will continue. But it certainly doesn't need to be on tonight's agenda, but that was why it was there. On item 5, yeah, that's three things sort of plunked together that I thought we might want to sort of briefly touch on. Without anybody here from New York, it's going to be certainly a brief conversation. You know, I'm open to people's thoughts on the committee. I didn't think that any of the three things were taken in an inordinate period of time. And, you know, and to some degree we inform people by saying things in public on the stream, which can be helpful, but they don't have to stay in. So I'm going to accept that Barbara's commitment is to cut item 6. Does that sound right?
Well, for now, I mean, you know, if these all go really fast and you all want to sit around and talk some more, heck, I don't care. Maybe what we need to do is just say, how much time do we want to spend tonight on these things?
I have an item I wanted to add.
Now that you've noted nobody from New York is here, that's another item that we shouldn't really even discuss tonight if we were going to.
Certainly not too extensively without them. So, okay, well, Michael wants to add something, which will make it all worse. So what do you want to do, Michael?
I just wanted to get a check-in on the sort of quarterly reviews of the budget, like what time frame we have around that and how to proceed with that. Is that something that comes back to the NFC? This is my first year as treasurer, and so...
It certainly should be, and it's about that time, and that's a good addition. So I think we may plop that in where the fundraising discussion is, as maybe a bit more immediately germane. Any other comments on the agenda or changes? Okay, well, it's an abrogation of Robert's rules, and our Paul would kill me, but he's not here, so let's take advantage. And I think if we combine those two motions, we will cut item 6 from this agenda, which is not to say it won't come up on a future agenda. And we'll add Michael's item about discussing the next quarterly review cycle, which I guess we'll be looking at through the end of the fiscal year and the third quarter. The fourth quarter of the year through September 30. Are there any objections to that modified agenda? Okay, then we'll consider it the agenda. Okay, so very quickly on the chair's report, the consolidated budget is not done. There were a couple of options for it to be done. One was that Maria Gate would do it out of the national office, which was the preferable version. The other version is that I would plink it out in an Excel spreadsheet from the other budgets. And I know that, you know, some members of the committee expressed that they didn't really want me to do that anyway, so I was not in a rush. A couple of days ago, it seemed like we were not going to be able to get it from the national office in time. And I had intended to do it, and there are some emails to that effect, but unfortunately I got tired and burnt out and just wasn't able to. On the good side, the PMB is not meeting again until the 12th of December, which means there is no possibility for any consolidated budget to be entertained prior to that date, and we are meeting again on the second Tuesday of December, which is before that date anyway, so I'm going to go on the basis of no harm done. But I do apologize because it was a deadline. You know, it was a commitment that I made to the committee and I didn't keep it, so I apologize. But that's where we are. On the rest of the PNB budgets, only KPFK and KPFT have been approved by the KPFT. KPFK and WPFW have been approved by the PNB. The only thing that changed was that WPFW was asked to do a 6-month review formally on their budget to see how they're doing in terms of meeting their projected goals, which I think everybody agreed was reasonable. So we still have left WBAI, KPFA, National, Archives, and Consolidated. And if we get through all of that on the 12th, I will be astounded. So that's where things are. And that's the end of the report. And what's up, Michael?
At our finance committee, there's some discussion about the fact that, as I understood it, PNB had added into the KPFK budget some money for the search process, which we had neglected to include.
No, that came up in the discussion. There is some money in the budget for personnel search. It wasn't clearly delineated for program director search vis-a-vis other kinds of search. And there was also a little bit of money in administrative categories that could be used for that. I will have to look at their budget to give you the exact category and the amount, but it did come up on the PNB level. Lydia talked about it, and we agreed that what was in the budget would be adequate.
Okay. All right. So if you could point that out to me, because there was some confusion at our finance committee, I'll come back to the LSB.
Yeah, it was labeled funny in the budget, but there is a category there that's usable for that.
Okay. So if something was passed and then not written down, it could get corrected, but if that's what was done, then that's fine.
Yeah, no, we did it in open session, so there's audio of the conversation with Lydia, and we did ascertain that it was okay and we didn't need to make a change.
Okay.
That the amount that was in this account could be used for that, and it was enough.
Thanks.
Okay. Any other questions, or should we just move the agenda? Okay, that was easy. Good. Thank you, nobody, for yelling at me about the consolidated budget. I appreciate that. I feel kind of guilty about it, so thank you. All right. So the next item is the status of the CFO, who is a member of this committee. I think what I'll do is just go ahead and report what I know to be in progress. And, you know, anyone else on the PNB has as much information as I do, so feel free to, you know, to jump in there. The CFO has been on leave since October 24th. There is a job evaluation going on. You should all on this committee have received a SurveyMonkey link to that evaluation form. It's pretty short. I will pass on what the person who put the survey together, Janice Lane Ewart, an affiliate director, said, which is to please take the survey. If you feel that that any of the questions are not applicable to your level of knowledge, please feel free to click NA. But please do participate. And I think all the members of this committee are really quite well equipped to fill out the survey. This doesn't apply as much to some members of local finance committees who also got the survey. But if you feel that any of the questions go outside your own particular areas of experience, please do go ahead and fill out the ones you feel comfortable filling out and NA the rest of them, because we need data.
I have a question about the survey form. Mm-hmm. It mentions, you know, referring to the job description, which it says follows the survey. But when you click on the survey, or at least in my computer, all you get to the survey, but you can't get to anything else after that, unless you And if you want to look at the job description while you're thinking about your answers, you can't get to it at that point.
I actually noticed that when I was filling out the survey. You get to the end of the survey, and then the job description pops up. but that doesn't help you when you're in the middle of the survey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, computers are crazy. What? I guess we can do, certainly on the committee level.
I was going to send Janice an email about it or something.
I mean, go ahead and do that. I think on the committee level, I do have the job description. I could send it out to the committee, which I think I already did, but I can do it again.
It's the job description that came with the survey, because there are lots of versions of a lot of job descriptions around here.
There are. It's the version that the PMB finalized in January, which mm-hmm. my guess would be that's the only copy that Janice would have, because she's only been on the PMB.
So you didn't get it from the hook, being hooked to the survey. You just have it, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
But it would be the same one that Janice would have, because she wasn't on the PMB before January. Okay.
Michael's in the stack also.
Okay, so I will do that in a second. That doesn't necessarily help all of the other folks all around the network, but, you know, we can certainly communicate with people and let them know that we can make it available to these other groups, I guess. I don't know. Yes, Michael.
So I hadn't had a chance to open the survey, but I just did it now, and question 3 on the survey says the CFO does a good job on certain aspects, and then the choices are strongly disagree, neutral, agree, strongly disagree.
Mm-hmm.
It's a typo. It says strongly disagree twice. It doesn't give you the strongly agree. In the place it would be the strongly agree, it says strongly disagree again.
Oh.
So,
well, that's on Janice.
No, it's the monkey.
It could be the monkey. But what can you do?
That happened again on question 8.
We should proofread. This is what we should do.
Having just gone through this on my LSB about whether when you have a 5-point evaluation scale and 3
mm-hmm.
says acceptable, that's negative or positive. If it says acceptable, it says acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have any problems. I think the whole survey should be sent again.
Well, she won't be happy to hear that.
Well,
I will pass this back on.
We disagree instead of strongly agree. It's twice. So.
Well, okay. I mean, stuff happens. And, you know, for myself taking it, I looked at the 5-point scale, and I got one was strongly agree or strongly disagree.
Yeah.
Five was strongly agree, and I just, you know, went 1 to 5 in my head.
Yeah.
For me, it wasn't that big a deal. But I hear what you're saying. I'll pass the feedback on. It's, you know, it's up to the personnel committee, and this is the person who put the survey together and sent it out. So, you know, not for me to commit
right.
to anything. Yeah. No, thanks for pointing it out. I know she did a lot of work, so, you know, I will gently tell her so she doesn't hit me over the head. All right. Anything else on the CFO status?
Yes, Tony.
Okay, Tony.
I guess you sent out haven't had a lot of contact. I mean, the CFO is relatively new. So it's very difficult for a lot, I'm sure, people that's mentioned that it's difficult to do an evaluation with someone you haven't really had a lot of contact over the short period of time. Position, so that's really a deficit for some people want to honestly do an evaluation. And also, just my general comment that because the CFO is new, I think that we need to wrap that up very quickly because there's a lot that the CFO needs to be doing. And I don't think the CFO needs to be on administrative leave. Particularly, and I don't want to get too deep into personnel matter on paid leave until we can put them to use. I mean, we definitely need a CFO, a person with a lot of issues that we're dealing with. So we need to hurry up and wrap this up, and I guess the PMB will do that.
Well, what I will say is the reason that the survey's out so fast, typos and all, is for that reason. I know Janice really booked in getting it done as quickly as humanly possible, So if she made any errors, it's because she was trying to get it done in a timely fashion. The administrative leave is a separate issue. It's a personnel issue. There ain't no way we're going to go there in open session. It's not connected, but a six-month evaluation was due, and it has to be done. So that's what we're doing. In terms of people who haven't had that much contact with the CFO, in most cases, I guess I can just tell you guys who got the survey. It's just in terms of groups, I don't think that's a huge problem. All the members of the Pacifica National Board, all the members of the Finance Committee, all the members of the Audit Committee who have also worked with the CFO, all the GMs, all the business managers, all the members of the National Office staff, and all the members of the local Finance Committees, which is the only one where I think you are going to have that issue. But some local Finance Committees at some stations work pretty extensively with the CFO, and others not so much. So basically it was kind of a crapshoot because you either put the category in or you take the category out as a whole. So basically we decided to err on the side of more inclusion and not less. And in some cases those people will have valuable feedback depending on what station they're at. And in other stations they may not have a whole lot to say and check NA a fair bit. Not applicable, but that's okay. And people should feel okay with filling out the survey and checking NAs when it's appropriate. That's kind of understood that some people would be doing that. And those are the folks who got the survey. So, okay, someone else was on the stack.
Well, I was just going to point out what you just said, that the point of the directions say, if you don't know, you don't answer and don't take, you know, it has to be your personal knowledge, not what somebody else might have said.
Sure.
And then you just put not applicable, and then that's all the information you have to supply. So I don't think you need to feel as though you have to evaluate somebody that you don't really have experience with, Tony. I didn't read it that way because of their directions.
Yeah, Tony's local finance committee might include some people who are kind of like, what? I can imagine that. So I can understand some of the feedback that he probably has gotten. Okay. Anything else? Okay, the end. So, WBAI.
I'm sorry, you're going to send the job description?
I am. I haven't done it quite yet. Sorry.
That's fine.
I will.
Wait. You can do it after the meeting.
While the meeting's in process, just not this second. It's coming. Okay. So on WBAI, certainly there's a lot of email. That said, it would be better if we had the BAI treasurer or at least the BAI PNB rep here. So I think what we'll basically do is sort of hopscotch on that item unless members of committee have things that they want to say or want to ask. I have some information, but probably not as much as they would have. So are there people on the committee who want to talk about it, or are you all content with skipping over it?
I may say a little bit generally that I'd really like to know, where, you know, since they laid off 2/3 of their staff, where we are with monthly expenses. That should have substantially reduced their monthly expenses and with the lease agreement and all of that. So I'd like to know where we are on just the essential monthly expenses. I know that's outstanding debt, but just monthly operating expenses.
Yep. That's a fair question. The monthly operating expenses have dropped from approximately $190,000 a month to about $100,000 a month. That doesn't include any shared services obligations, archives, premiums, et cetera, but it does include their kind of basic operating expenses. Half of that, of course, is their tower, which is a huge, 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 huge proportion, and is a fixed expense. When we looked at their budget earlier this year,
We very much approved a budget that was basically balanced to the extent of the money that they would make this year, vis-a-vis the expenses that they faced this year. And we were able to sort of, you know, come to a reasonable conclusion about that, which is great. The problem, of course, is that they are not starting from zero at all. So they had the fund drive. They raised $637,000. The goal was $500,000. And they were able to plow a significant amount of money towards back debt. Wall Street is paid off. Your station, WPFW, Tony, that considerately loaned them six figures and has been paid back 75% of that amount, which is good. And there's another $30,000 to come. And they were able to get all caught up on the tower. The negative part of that is that hauling out so much money and putting it towards things that already happened left them a little short going forward. How short is an object of some discussion and debate right now? I know that they were down to about $25,000 in the bank account, and of course there's a tower payment due on December 1st, but how much they'll be able to kind of scruffle together in the next week is something that we're arguing about.
They have a December fundraising schedule?
They do, and it's starting on December 9th. And you can make an argument that they can not return phone calls from December 1st to December 9th and maybe get away with paying the tower that way. Maybe they can, but it's very tight. So the question of sort of when it will stop being a crisis every single week, the answer is not quite yet.
Michael, for the sec?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Michael.
Yes, I've been trying to take this online course on financial accounting. And one of the things they talked about is when you have things like severance pay, the idea is to always debit them, or whatever the correct term is, in advance of it. And I'm just wondering where, you know, since we certainly didn't do that,
Where that is we are in negotiations with AFTRA. They've given us, as I understand it, maybe not happily, and I'm sure they would rather that we did it sooner rather than later, about another 90 days to cobble all of this together. It's around $250,000. It's a substantial amount of money. It's not in the budget. Where it comes from is a real question. I mean, you know, just to throw my own sort of, you know, concerns out there, obviously the expenses are much more in line with the resources that they have available now after they did this, even though it's just really sad when people lose their jobs. But if it had been done at a somewhat earlier point, there would have been a little more resources available to deal with the one-time severance payment. At the time that we did it, we had already drained a substantial amount of resources, you know, keeping up with the payroll there. And basically, we only took this action when we had nothing left. So the answer is we have nothing left. So nothing was reserved for the severance. And that makes everybody unhappy. And it's not fair to the workers, and it's not fair to ourselves, and it's a bad situation. That's where it stands. And it's not an obligation that we have paid as of right now. In theory, it looks like the timeline is about 90 more days. And I hope it doesn't take that long.
Thanks.
Because, you know, it's an obligation. It's long. Okay, anything else? Okay. All right, so the third item was just anything that anybody thought we should know about the upcoming fund drives, even basic stuff like the dates and the goals are good to have. I know KPFA is December 9th through 16th, because I just got a notice about that. Right, Barbara?
Yes.
Okay. And have they set a goal yet? I forget what it was in the budget, and I guess it's a little bit more. But
I don't know at this point. I haven't been around the station the last week or so. so I don't know what.
Okay. Okay, so we'll see. Does anybody else have sort of the latest on what their station's plans are? I know for WBAI, they'll be doing 11 days starting on December 9th, which I guess takes them to December 20th, and that they are hoping to raise $300,000 in that period of time. Michael?
I was saying, I haven't seen a date. We did do fairly well in the fall drive, although there's still some of the same issues of the expense of the premiums, and I'm sure they'll be doing a mini drive. I don't have the exact dates yet. And I think the idea is to try to do one that, in general, emphasizes premium much less and emphasizes,
Cool. Yes, that's what we're trying to do. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Texas? Jim?
Yeah, we have a late fall drive that we finished a number of weeks ago, I think. Last year we had kind of a quiet campaign, just a lot of the programmers pushing donations that worked pretty good for us. And I know there's been talk about doing that, but I don't believe we have a formal fund drive set for December.
Well, what I'll say is, because they do statistics on this, is that literally 75% of charitable giving happens in December. It really does. It's like crazy how much of it happens in 1 month. So whatever you guys do, I think you should, pay attention to thinking of December as a premium fundraising time. Because I think otherwise you miss out. For what it's worth. Okay, so who haven't we done? Tony, anything about D.C.?
Well, I know we will have a mini drive, but when we last met, they didn't set the date, but I'm sure it will be. They're definitely going to do one in December. Maybe 10 days or a little 11 days or something like that. So they do, they're definitely going to do one. Last we spoke with the program director and the general manager. They just haven't ironed out the specific dates, which we should have either this week or next week. And it should do reasonably well. I'm expecting last year, the mini drive in December, we did at 400,000.
Huh?
That was in the middle of the tsunami and civil war. So I suspect we should do equally even better than that.
Tony's making fun of my language at the PNB when I was trying to describe the budget. I couldn't pick between tsunami and civil war.
But that was the height of it, and we did 400,000. So I think we ought to at least 400,000.
That would be great. That would be so good to see. I hope so. Okay. I think there was someone talking who wanted to talk before we went to Tony, but I didn't catch who it was. Okay. I guess it wasn't that urgent. Okay. So that brings us to item 5. And item 5 was Michael's request that we talk about doing quarterly budget reviews or even really half-year budget reviews, because the last time that we did this was the spring before the budget started. So a little bit about the process. Generally, we ask you to go to your business managers and get the financial data. For those of you that have business managers, it's a little harder for the stations that don't have full-time business managers. So, Tony, I will have to see what we can do with WPFW. Usually our poll can get some stuff from the GM directly. I'm not quite sure what you'll have available to you. But whatever you have available, you basically take a look at, and what we ask you to do is sort of bring that data to the Finance Committee and basically talk about it in the context of the budget, in the sense of, well, here's what we were thinking a year before it happened, this is what actually happened, and just sort of highlight where the discrepancies are and why you think the discrepancies happened. And part of that is to, sharpen your own analysis, so when you're doing stuff going forward, some of the recurring patterns will be apparent to you. And it's also to help us all understand all of the other stations, because I think we make better decisions about budgets and have better conversations when we sort of have a bit of, you know, ongoing data about each station, because they're all different. And the patterns are kind of important. So that's the idea. Basically, we try to schedule them out a couple of weeks so people have time to kind of prepare. I mean, it's not like the world's longest presentation. It's, you know, maybe 10 minutes or so. But we just ask you to basically, you know, talk about the significant discrepancies from the plan and, you know, why you think they happened and what they might indicate for the future. So does that make sense, or do you have more specific questions,
sure,
Michael?
So, well, just to clarify, so we're talking about looking back at the fiscal year that ended, and then we want to do it again for this quarter once it ends, that we're in now, the new fiscal year.
Well, yeah, the quarter that we're in now isn't over until December. We might be able to look at it at the very end of January, but it takes a little bit of time to get all the records together. So essentially, you're looking at the period ending 9/30/13, and you're looking at your 2013 budget.
Yeah, so that's, I was trying to get a sense of it's the timetable, so that's helpful. So the last fiscal year is what we have the data on, and after the quarter's over, then we'll be able to look at the current one. Okay.
Yeah, when you do it mid-quarter, the data tends to be not all there, and it just gets confusing.
Yeah.
I mean, you start panicking about things, and then you find out it's just the wrong number, and, you know, we don't want to go through all that. So do people want to kind of schedule these for December? We could do that, and then you would all know when it's your turn, which is less stressful than not knowing when it's your turn.
Schedule what for December?
Schedule quarterly reviews of for each station.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I think we should.
I don't want to have a quarterly review in December.
So it's the final quarter of the last.
Well, even the year-end review, because I not without talking to our business manager and finding out the state of things for her being able to produce one. There's too many things going on for December.
I know, for example, at KPFK, they produce them, so it's not impossible.
I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying I'm not. I don't want to tonight commit a time for me to give a report without discussing the time schedule with the business manager.
Well, could we maybe set a tentative schedule with all the disclaimers that it can be changed if there's a reason that it needs to be changed?
You can schedule away. I would rather wait for me until January. It's fine. Whatever you want to do.
Okay, well, let's put you on as late as we can, and we'll take a look at the calendar. And
sure,
see.
Why not Christmas Eve?
I won't do that. That would be mean. And nobody will come. Let's see when we're scheduled. We probably are scheduled for something absurd like Christmas Eve. We'll have to see.
Well, we
okay.
are.
So we have,
mm-hmm. so
we have
one of our regular nights.
Yeah. Well, that we're obviously not going to do. So we have a meeting on December 10th. My experience with quarterly reviews is you can get through about three in one meeting, and then everybody's head explodes. So I don't think we should try to do all five in one day. I think that would be silly. So why don't we try to do three on the 10th? And then, yes, we're not meeting on Christmas Eve. So our choices are to meet on the 17th or the 31st. The 31st is New Year's Eve. Well, it's New Year's Eve, yeah. So maybe the 17th.
It's New Year's Eve.
No, it's New Year's Eve, Tracy.
Oh, it really is New Year's Eve. That's right.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so that's not happening.
See,
so,
you don't even know about holidays.
Oh, shush. Just not right now. Okay, so I just got the calendar open. So we could meet on the 17th. Richard, there is a coordinating committee on the 17th, so that will screw you up, yes?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And we'll probably be talking about D.C. and it'll be a meeting that'll need to happen.
Okay.
So why don't we leave it for January, given what Barbara was saying anyway, and then we could do some on the 10th of the January meeting.
Well, we got the 14th, so shall we snag January 7th? Okay, I'm snagging it. It looks like the date.
That's the first Tuesday.
Yes. Okay, so let's go to January 7th and put in a meeting. Under F? Yes, we're under F. Finance Committee. All right, I'll skip all this purpose of meeting stuff and just put it in. All right, so people's choices for September 2013 reviews are December 10th or January 7th. So I will go ahead because I think the situation with WBAI requires paying some attention, and I will put them in for December 10th. Tony, this is kind of up to Marcus, but do you have any sense of having any figures available, or do you think you would be on the later group?
We'd probably have to be on the later group. We don't even have a business manager. We have to coordinate that.
Okay, then let's put you on the later side, so there's more time to figure out what to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess having both the subject, we can do K on the 10th.
Great. So that just leaves Jim. Jim, can I get you on the 10th?
There's a chance I won't be able to make the 10th meeting.
Oh, ick. Okay, so why don't we put you on January 7th, too? And so we'll do two on the 10th, which, since we have the consolidated budget, is probably fine, and then we'll do three on the 7th. It's a bit late, but at least it'll happen. Okay, good.
So, I know we took the NFC's role in fundraising off. I just wanted to share one brief thing related to that, which is that prior to the fall fund drive at KPFK, I solicited from quite a large number of publishers of kind of movement-type publications offers of free subscriptions to people who subscribed to KPFK. And they came up with varying numbers, and you know, some of them went to digital only, but we got quite a good response to it. Still trying to hear back from the station about sort of how many were actually picked up and how effective it was in the fund drive itself. But it was an effort to participate as a treasurer and from the LSB and trying to raise funds for the station. And I think it had some success, so just wanted to report that.
And it's great.
I'll write up more of a report on it.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to let the agenda item totally die. At some point we'll have this discussion, but it doesn't have to be tonight. Maybe it's good for people to think about it a bit anyway before we talk about it, rather than just having it sprung on them. So, all right, so the last item was the responsibilities rating audit letter, and I'm just going to bring that up because we used to have a fiscal recovery and accountability task force thingy that mostly took that on, and that committee's now gone. So the audit letter will be released from the audit committee fairly soon. None of us, of course, are on the audit committee, but that's the rumor. The chair of it, Fred Blair, occasionally sends me communiques about the status of the audit. And that is what he told us. I don't think anyone will be shocked at the fact that there's still a couple of areas that need to be improved. Probably don't need me to tell you that. In the past, the FRAT has sort of been responsible for going after the specific thing, and sometimes they are very specific.
and trying to get them ameliorated. At this point in time, the audit committee will probably be moving on to trying to help coordinate the 2014 audit, which, I'm sorry, the 2013 audit, the one that will be done for the past fiscal year, which they need to get started on, because in theory it's supposed to be done in February and certainly by April, and we're already in November. So it was occurring to Fred, and it was occurring to me too, that some of the audit deficiency cleanup work might come to this committee. So I just kind of wanted to put that out. I believe the audit letter will probably be released in December, and of course we're all going to turn into pumpkins at the end of January. So it is probably something that will mostly roll over to next year, although we could possibly do a little bit of work on it in January. So I think that's something that the 2014 Finance Committee will have to take up, and what that would probably be is a list. It's usually station-specific, and so I think maybe those of you from each station will have a couple of marching orders from the audit letter about things at your station that you should try to address in the upcoming year. And that will involve working with management and working with business managers and sometimes the development and the membership folks to clean up what needs to be a little tighter than it currently is. There will probably also be some national office stuff. Summer is not a member of this committee, but she comes occasionally. And so you would probably need to summon her and do some work with her about whatever needs to be fixed at the national office. It's usually a pretty long bulleted list. A number of those things have been ameliorated, like the lockboxes at KPFA and KPFK, but these letters tend to reproduce. In other words, you fix one bulleted list and you get another bulleted list. So there will be a fresh one for this year. So I think that's mostly just informational. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Okay. I will try to at least facilitate getting us a copy of the audit letter and breaking out the deficiencies by station if we have time, hopefully. So hopefully that's set up for next year. Yeah, Tony, go ahead.
No, you just answered the question I was going to ask. Can we get a copy of it just to ask to review it? So soon will we get an opportunity to review it?
I will bug Fred. The last I heard, he usually sort of, says something periodically, was that it was embargoed for about another week to a week and a half. I don't know if that's embargoed to the PNB or embargoed to the Finance Committee. He wasn't clear. But whatever it is, they're still kind of going back and forth. The Audit Committee has it, but nobody else has it. But that would probably change in a week or two is what, like December 7th or 8th? Maybe faster, who knows?
So the auditor has completed it and submitted the letter, and they're just deciding when to release it? Is that what I'm understanding you're saying?
He has submitted it. Management gets to review it, and the audit committee gets to review it, and if they don't like it, well, not if they don't like it, but if they have some concerns about it, they might send it back for more clarification. There's some kind of back-and-forthy process that they're in. And until they complete that, they don't release it. And from what I understand, somewhere, and it probably would be faster except that we're in the holidays, so everything kind of stops for a week. But what I got from Fred was they were not going to release it prior to Thanksgiving, but they would release it afterwards. There's a number of PNB members on the audit committee, so we can, and a number of LSB members on the audit committee. So you can certainly verify this or talk to them if you want more information. I'm just telling you what I got from Fred. I don't know who's on the audit committee from your station, Tony, but there's definitely somebody.
I think Campbell is on it. I'll have to check.
Okay. Ask him. And if there's anything I'm saying that's inaccurate, by all means, correct me. I just can only tell you what I've heard. it's hard for us to communicate with the audit committee because of the rules that no finance committee people can be on the audit committee and vice versa. So we have to sort of talk across a big wall because we have no members in common.
Is the motion to adjourn in order?
I think so. That's the end of the agenda. So if nobody else has anything, it is totally in order.
Just a second. Let me, the audit committee, the P&B reps, I'm looking at the list here. The P&B representatives are A, Marty Wilkinson, K, Brenda Medina, T, Nancy Hinchel, and W, VAI is Carolyn Burton, and I'm showing the PFW director is being blank.
I think maybe Luzette might have signed up for it.
That's right. That did happen. Yeah, Luzette.
It was late. It was like halfway through. But at some point, I think she got on. Okay, and there's also LSB members. Yeah, and there's also LSB members from each LSB on the on the audit committee as well.
Just one or two.
It should be two members from each LSB. Sometimes the LSBs don't fill all the seats, so that's not guaranteed, but it's up to two.
Okay.
That's why Tony was saying Campbell was on it, and he's probably one of them.
Yeah, I think I've seen Campbell's name, too. Yeah.
Yeah, so you can ask, whoever it's convenient for you to access that's on the committee. Okay. Anything else before we adjourn? Any objection to adjourning?
Happy holidays.
Same to you guys.
Good. Right.
Okay.
Be warm.
Okay. Good night, everyone. See you on the 10th.
Night.